Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other souls in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels live radio show. Today is Tuesday, December the 8th. Countdown to Christmas, right? You know, I'm not really into it. For people that know me, you know, am I really into Christmas? Not really. But you know, it's about the holidays, right, for everyone else, right? I like the music. I enjoy the Christmas music. That's what I'm really into. The gifts and all that stuff, I can do without. But, you know, what gets me in the mood is the music and listening to all that kind of stuff. So, but anyway, that's just me, though, right? But, hey, thank you so much. And I'm killing some time because I'm trying to make sure that I've shared my Facebook. So there you go. Okay. Connecting people in collaboration. That's what we're all about, right? Hashtag hospitality unplugged. Once again, like I said, thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. We're a live radio show, meaning we're not a podcast. We become a podcast after the show, but right now we're live at 103 on Tuesday, December 8th, right? So if something goes wrong, or if I say the wrong thing, which if I do, whatever, but I can't stop and say, hey, Ronan, let's roll that back. Let's start over. No, we can't do that. We just keep it going, right? Because it is a live show. We're on LA Talk Radio. So latalkradio.com if you want to listen or watch it. If you're on Facebook and you want to check us out and you weren't on my page, you can go to LA Talk Radio's page, Facebook page, and you can see me talking right now. We're Zoom and we're Facebook Live. Okay, so there we go. Show number 85. Hey, last week, I want to apologize for last week. I mean, I did a repeat of show 84 because I was having some plumbing issues. Not me personally, but but the house, you know, there's plumbing issues. So I had to have a plumber come out, and he was coming between the hours of when I was going to be doing the show. So I said, well, let's don't even do it today. I mean, the show still went on because, you know, just in case you missed, you know, the previous week, you got to see that last week. So, but anyway, so that's what the issue was last week. So I do apologize for that. But sometimes you just got to do what you have to do, right? You got to take care of home first. So, and that's what I did. And he actually came at 1 o'clock, right? As soon as the show came, but he was only here for a matter of minutes. But, you know, it's too late to start the show. But anyway, industry news, or actually, this is not industry news. I just want a quick congratulations. She got sworn in on Sunday. This has nothing to do with hospitality, it has everything to do with the area that I provide. Actually, did you guys know in LA County, for the first time, there's 5 women that are supervisors, that were elected supervisor. And a good friend of ours, or mine, was one of the ones that was elected, and she got sworn in on Sunday. Her name is Holly Mitchell. So I do want to, I think we're in District 2, I'm sorry. But I just want to congratulate her on getting sworn in on Sunday for the board of supervisors. I think it's a 4-year term, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, congratulations to her. I actually had a sign out front. You know, I have a problem with telling you. I had a sign out front supporting her and not support another person, whoever that person was, right? So, but anyway, I, like I said, I personally know Holly and know her son, Ryan. So, so congratulations. And I did happen to see that on Facebook as well, Facebook Live, the live sworn in. So anyway, enough of that. Stay at home, California, just for people that did not know that. LA specifically, we've been issued a stay at home order due to COVID, right? Which means if you don't have essential things to do, your job is not essential, or your job not essential, or you know, you're leaving for essential reason, travel not essential, then you need to stay at home. Okay, keep your donkey at home. Okay, like I always say, I don't cuss on the show, right? But I, you know what a donkey is, right? So keep your donkey at home. And because the numbers are skyrocketing in Southern California, just in case you did not know. So when they do the stay-at-home orders, I think it's like 3 weeks minimum. So we can't do anything for 3 weeks. So restaurants, they're still open for takeout only, but the outside dining has, you know, that's gone away. And I think one issue with that was it was outside dining, but they were enclosed. So you had these big tents outside in the parking lot, but they were enclosing, you know, the tents. So, and then you have heaters going on. And I mean, that's kind of defeating the purpose, right? So I'm driving by and I see this one restaurant. It's all enclosed. I said, well, they might as well be in the building. Why are they even outside in the tent? But hey, if you can get away with it for a while, I guess you will. But I mean, we got to be smart about this thing because like I said, the numbers are skyrocketing. People are getting sick. People are dying. I mean, that's reality. So I don't understand why people don't understand that, but maybe has to hit home, you know, has to hit your family for you to understand it. You know, I mean, and that's not the way to do it. But obviously that's what's going to be happening because if people don't listen, eventually it's going to hit you and your home. So, or your family. So we don't want that. So let's just try to get this thing under control because people will think, oh, I get the vaccination now. The vaccination is coming out soon. You know, okay. Is it going to work? We don't know. I mean, are they tested? I mean, come on now. Let's think. Let's use the thing between our ears. Okay. But anyway, I don't know where that came from, but I pulled that out of my donkey. Woo. Anyway, Cal SAE, Seasonal Spectacular, virtual trade show. We all remember people in Southern California, you know, hotel people, meeting planners. We all remember, or we all know of, remember like it's gone away, the Cal SAE Seasonal Spectacular, which is the biggest thing, the biggest trade show in, it's normally in Sacramento, which is in Northern California, but it's like the biggest thing in California for all the hotel and meeting planning population or, you know, people that do that for a living, me included. We would go to that show. I mean, that's when you see everybody. It's more like a reunion than anything. Does business really get conducted there? Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, it does. It does. It's more like a big reunion. You get some people you haven't seen at least all year, or maybe several years if you hadn't gone in a while. I hadn't been in probably 3 or 4 years. So if I went this year, it would have been, you know, of course, you see a lot of people you haven't seen in a long time. And you see new people that, you know, are replacing the old people. But it's December 15th and 16th. So it's going to be a virtual show. Okay. So no in-person show. It's a virtual show. So I mentioned that because I got it via email. I guess, I don't know, it was late last month, I believe. And it's the appointments were like on Tuesday, but they couldn't. And I need to get some clarification because I would like to do the show. But if it's on Tuesday during the time that I'm doing the show, then, of course, I can't do the Seasonal Spectacular. And that was one of the days, you know, you pick 6 appointments on that day. I mean, I'll do my 6 appointments, but can we not do it, you know, on between hours of 1 and 2? And I'll make sure I do the Seasonal Spectacular. I definitely would. I mean, I think that would be fun. But I just have to see. I'm looking for some clarification on what are the times. What are the times for that? So there you go. Atlantis Hotel in the Bahamas reopens on the 10th. Did you guys know that? I just found that out earlier today. And the reason why I'm give a shout out to Doug Caldwell, because he is a friend of mine and he works there. He's the director of business development for Atlantis Hotels in the Bahamas. So I just heard they're reopening. So, of course, I'm going to give my guy a shout out, right? I'm going to mention the hotel and I'm going to give him a shout out. So once again, Atlantis Hotel Bahamas reopens on the 10th, which is 2 days from now. Okay. So is that Thursday? Today's Tuesday. So Thursday on the 10th is going to open or reopen. So shout out to Doug Caldwell, Director of Business Development for Atlantis Hotel in Bahamas. So, and guess what? The Bahamas has no reported cases of COVID. Can you believe that? Wow. So they're doing, must be doing something right. Maybe people are adhering to the stay at home thing. Okay. Or they're keeping people off the island. You know, no people can come in unless you have this, 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 and that. Okay. So maybe they're being strict about it. And I think that's what makes sense. And that's, we all should be doing that, right? Should just let the gates open and let everybody come in, especially if you're not testing people. I mean, how, you know, how the numbers going up, I don't know. But anyway, I just thought I'm rambling, right? So, but I just thought I'd say that. In the world of LinkedIn, what is your SSI number? Now, I've been doing this for like months now, right? A couple months, maybe a month and a half. Okay. So where you would find out what your SSI number is, right? So that stands for Social Selling Index. So basically it measures impact of your social selling efforts with LinkedIn and how effective you are at establishing your professional brand, right? So everyone is on LinkedIn, right? I would hope you are. So if you have a profile, if you're on LinkedIn, you have a profile, right? At least redo it or make sure it's up to par, right? So you basically, and I don't have, I mean, I can't think of how you get to it, but it's not within LinkedIn. So just Google SSI score LinkedIn, and it'll pop up on where the link is, and you just click on it, and basically it just, you don't even have to go into LinkedIn, because if you've already been in LinkedIn on the same computer, it will basically pull those numbers from LinkedIn, and it will give you a score, right? Well, you know, I'm not afraid to tell what my score is, right? So when I first started doing this, it was 71 out of 100. Okay, now it's gone down to 70. Okay. Cheryl Rogers and of course Michelle Carlin, you know, they brag to me, they're in my face, they're like throwing it in my face that, oh, my score is higher than yours. Ha ha ha. So Michelle got a 75, and Cheryl is a 73 or something. Well, bottom line, they're both higher than me, right? So I'm like, okay, so I'm doing something wrong. If they're ahead of me, or maybe the system's rigged, okay, I don't know. But so anyway, they have a higher score than I do. So I have to work on it. And it's basically you're ranked out of four categories: establishing your professional brand, and you get a score up to 25, I guess. You know, mine is 21 out of 25 on that particular thing. Finding the right people, meaning, are you connecting with the right people? You know, people maybe within your network, outside your network. I have to figure that part of it out because my score there is low. So obviously I'm doing something wrong on that. So my score was 13.5 out of, I'm sorry. Now it's 14.33, but it's out of 25, right? So I'm flunking that, right? So finding the right people, obviously I haven't found the right people. Engage with insights. I have 11 out of 25. That sucks. That's not good. So obviously I'm not engaging with their insights, meaning somebody posts something, you know, you should not just like it. It's about making comments, right? It's about engagement. So obviously I'm not engaging enough. So that's what I need to begin to do, right? And then building relationships. Guess what I got on that? 25 out of 25. Boom, drop the mic, because that's what I'm all about. Building relationships, connecting, and collaboration. That's what On Air with Russell Hotels is about, right? Connecting and collaboration. So, of course, building relationships, I get an A+ on that. So, but anyway, so it's not the end all be all. So don't, you know, but salespeople should know. But even if you're not a salesperson and you're just trying to get your brand out there, because a couple weeks ago, a good friend of mine, Victor Simmons, Ace Hotels, Hint, he was on the show, and he, you know, that was his homework before he came on the show. I said, I need to know what your SSI number is. So know that number before you get on the show. So he got on the show and his was low. Okay. His was low. But he was thinking that because he wasn't in sales, it didn't really matter. Well, no. Because remember, you're the brand, right? You're a brand that works for a brand. So the Victor Simmons brand should be, you know, connecting with people, establishing your professional brand, and engaging in insights and building relationships. Just like if I was, if he was a salesperson. So it's the same thing. Doesn't matter if you're a salesperson or not, you're about building your brand. And that's what LinkedIn tries to do for you, right? Helps you, gives you a platform to build your brand. So make sure we take this stuff serious, right? Because we do want to build our brand. We want to be known. We want to stay relevant. And that's always the thing that I'm always talking about, staying relevant. How do we stay relevant? You know, and that's going to be part of the, well, that's going to be the topic for today. It's about, you know, I beat subjects to death, right? Because I want to make sure people understand and get it, okay? Especially during this time when, you know, COVID's going on and we get the stay-at-home orders, at least in LA County or Southern California. But there's other parts of the country that don't have it. I mean, my show goes, it's not just a LA show. Okay, let's just put this out here right now. It's not an LA show. It's a, you know, it's a international show because I have people that watch the show, listen to the show all over the world, right? So it's not, I'm not just saying things that are just relevant to Southern California or LA. No, these are things that you can be doing wherever you are, right? So whatever hotel you work in or what, you don't even have to work in a hotel because there's certain nuggets of information that are transferable to any industry that you're in. So there you go. Because like I said, at the end of the day, it's the brand. The brand is you. You start off with the brand. You may work for, let's say, the Ace Hotel or LA Talk Radio, but people will buy things from you. People will listen to you. You just happen to work for that brand, right? I always tell people, you know, meeting planners or whatever, they go with different companies. You know, there's like big three meeting planning companies that people go for. Well, the reason why I went with that because of brand recognition. No. A lot of people don't even know those brands. They know you though, right? Just like a hotel, right? It was a Sheraton, Hilton, whatever. They know you. They're buying you before they get to the, because you're the one that's taken care of. Hilton or Sheraton is not taking care of your client. You are, right? So just think about it like that. I think I've beaten that one up a little bit. But hey, you know, it's information that you just got to get out there. And, you know, and hey, I have a platform to do it. So, hey, I'm going to do it. Goodness. Oh, a tip regarding LinkedIn. Don't connect with anyone that doesn't have a profile picture or at least a logo. I mean, you don't know who these people are. They could be bots, right? You know, the bot is just basically a fake account. I don't know if that's big on LinkedIn, but I make sure I don't. It's funny that my mom is on, now this is Facebook, okay? She's on Facebook. She doesn't have a picture up there. The only reason I even connected with my mom or befriended with my mom, because she is my mom, I had to call her and say, hey, do you have a Facebook page with no picture? Yes. Okay, that's the only reason I knew that was her. I said, well, mom, why don't you put a picture up there? Okay, all right. But anyway, so I don't connect with anybody on LinkedIn unless they have a picture, a photo, or at least the very minimum, the logo. Okay, so, but just a blank, you know, a silhouette of someone. No, I don't do that. I don't get down like that. So is your hotel open? I ask this every week. Is your hotel open or did you go back to work? If you did, if it's open, if you went back to work, let's create some FOMO. What is FOMO? Hashtag FOMO, which means or stands for fear of missing out. And I think that's the only way we can get people to start traveling again and, you know, going to hotels again, you know, excluding the COVID and the stay-at-home order. Okay, I'm beyond that now, right? So in order to get people to start doing it, people have to start seeing people out. And I mean out in a legal way with masks and all that stuff when you're permitted to go out. Okay, so don't get it mixed up. Don't get it twisted. I'm not advocating that you go out there and break rules, okay, because that's not what we're all about here. So once the rules open it up for you to go and you're adhering to, you know, whatever the protocol is, we need to see more pictures of people going out and going to hotels, staying in hotels. You're open. This is what we're doing. I mean, those are things that we need to see. We just did a renovation. You know, a lot of hotels that have been closed down, they, you know, completed renovations or they've done some new things or they upgraded this, they upgraded that. Or maybe they upgraded their cleaning protocol. That's something they want to see too. Remember months ago, I said, this is whole COVID thing is going to make housekeeping sexy again. Or, well, housekeeping was never sexy, but it's going to make it sexy now because people want to see that you're actively cleaning and spraying and disinfecting and all that kind of stuff. So those are things that we need to make sure we are showing when we're creating FOMO or when we're opening our hotel or we went back to work. Okay, I saw it was like 13 million people lost their jobs in the hospitality industry. I guess this is nationwide. 13.4, only 4.5 million have been rehired. Okay, so I mean, there's some people working, but there's a lot of people that are not working. But and it's a huge thing if you go back to work, right? So we need to know that. People need to know that, right? And the best way to get it out that you're open and you do get a renovation or you're back to work or whatever is through social media. Only way to do it, right? What else are you going to do? You going to take an ad out in the paper? No, that's not. You're not going to do that. You don't get on a radio show unless it's on air with Russell Fotel. You can, right? So that's an opportunity to do that. So there's only a few ways that we can do it, right? So social media doesn't cost a lot of money to do it. If you have your own personal account, it doesn't cost you anything. So let's do it. Let's make sure that we put that stuff out there. So that's what hey, Michelle Carlin. I just had to look over and look at, you know, some people that were chiming in. And Michelle Carlin is always a huge supporter of On Air with Russell Fotel. So I do appreciate it. In fact, weren't you supposed to call me? I'm going to make sure I make it a point to call you and blah, blah, blah. We need to catch up. Okay, I'm still waiting for that call. But that's okay, Michelle. I know you're a busy lady, so I'm just joking with that. Social media usage, and I've been saying this every week, up 7 minutes over 2019. So the usage, meaning people are online 7 more minutes than they were the previous year, right? And that's because of COVID. People are at home. Well, if that's the case, you're a marketing person, and what is your strategy? Would your strategy to be moving forward, what would your strategy be if you knew this, right? To post less. I don't even know the answer to that question because I don't see a lot of posting. So I might err on the side of they're posting less because I don't, like I said, I don't see it, but I don't see everything. I do follow a lot. I'd follow tons of hotels and tourism boards on Twitter and Instagram. Okay. So tons of them. So I know who the ones that are posting because I get, you know, I get the information. So anyway, we're going to get into that in a little bit. Okay. So non-meat eats. Oh, man. Okay. You guys know, for people that don't know, I'm all about non-meat eats, meaning I have a plant-based diet. All right. I live a plant-based diet. Okay. I don't eat meat. I don't eat cheese. I don't eat dairy. Okay. So I've been baking these and I've been, like the last 2 weeks, right? I've been, you know, after the holidays, right? These cookies I've been making, these vegan oatmeal raisin and almond cookies. They have vegan butter, and they're just good. They're all good. Vegan butter and 100% good. They're just tasty. And, oh, my God, I can eat like a dozen myself. So, but anyway, so I've been into that, and have I posted the recipe? If anybody wants the recipe, let me know. But they are vegan oatmeal raisin and almond cookies. They have no dairy. They have, that's it. No dairy, no eggs. They have none of that. So, and they're 100% good. You would never even know. I've given them to people that are meat eaters and butter and egg eaters, and they're like, these are vegan? Are you kidding me? This is how I get down. So Russell of Hotels is not just about hotels. Let me just clear this right. Either Russell of Hotels is about marketing, hotels, and food. Okay, that's it. That is it. Okay. So if you see something else on there, and I drink beer occasionally. Okay. So those are things that I post and I talk about more than anything. Right. So hotels, food. And I love beer, and I'm one of those what do you call it? No, I'm not drunk. What is the beers? What is it called? We used to call them microbreweries back in the day, right? Micro beers, meaning the smaller they make them in smaller batches, but they're called something else now. But anyway, they're the old microbrews from back in the 90s. Okay, so it just got restarted where everyone has these smaller batches of or smaller breweries and things like that. So, but yeah, so that's what I do. So you'll see postings on that all the time. This morning I ate some, and you know, now I'm on the food now, I'm hungry. I had some soy riso and grits. Okay, soy riso is, you know, chorizo, you know, like the Mexican sausage. They mix it with eggs and things like that. Okay, well, the, you know, there's a vegan version of that. It's called soy riso. It's a soy product, right? And it has the spices and all that kind of stuff in it and the seasonings. And so you mix it with, I mix it with just egg, which is a plant-based egg substitute, right? So I mix those together, scramble them together, and I made it with grits, right? So that's separate, right? In a pot, you know what grits are. I'm not sure if you are. But it's basically Mexican meets soul food, okay? It's like this fusion I came up with. So I was eating this morning. Somebody said, what is that? I said, you know, look good, right? So I said, Mexico meets the South. That's what it is, right? And are you talking about grub? When I mean grub, hashtag grub, that means it's off the chain. It's off. It's good. It's great. It's delish. It's all those things. So I just say it's grub, right? So hashtag grub. So soy riso and grits. Oh my gosh. I had a little toast with it too. Man, it was so good. But anyway, so it's like this Mexican soul food fusion. Okay. So that's when you're in COVID, you just make up stuff, right? So, oh, and I made this vegan. Did I tell you at Thanksgiving, I made this vegan mac and cheese? Okay. These are the main ingredients of the vegan mac and cheese: nutritional yeast, which every vegan or plant-based person should know what nutritional yeast is. Vegan cheese, tapioca starch, which is a thickening agent, vegan butter, which you can get at any store now, flour, because what you do is you start off with the butter and the flour, you make a roux. You know, you're familiar with roux and like Cajun cooking, and you know, people in New Orleans cook, everything starts with a roux for the most part. So that's what that is. And then vegan cream cheese, non-dairy milk, which is the unsweetened kind, and then elbow macaroni and cheese, or elbow macaroni. And of course, you want to season it however you season it. If that's, you put hot sauce in it, you put salt and pepper, whatever you put in it, whatever seasoning you put in it, you do that. But that's basically, that's what it is. I mean, that's basically, those are the main ingredients of it. So, oh my God, you're talking about good, creamier than regular macaroni and cheese. I mean, just off the chain, grub. Whew, are you reinventing yourself? Obviously I have, okay? Obviously I've swerved, okay? Because I'm cooking like no ever, I've never cooked before, okay? So I'm making recipes, right? So just make sure if we need to reinvent ourselves, we are reinventing ourselves. If not, we're swerving. Now, swerving is a substitute for that P word that people use. Okay. Why pivot it? No. On Air with Russell of Hotels, or Russell of Hotels, he swerves. Okay. He doesn't pivot. He swerves. So we're swerving around different things and doing what we need to do. So make sure you're swerving and you're not just being stagnant, because you're being stagnant is not a good thing. The best way to predict the future is to invent it. So remember that. Contact information. You want to get a hold of Russell of Hotels, or Russell Edmond, who that's who I am. Russell at Russell of Hotels, RussellofHotels.com. That's my email address. IG, which is Instagram, Russell of Hotels. LinkedIn, Russell L. Edmond. Facebook, I have two Facebook pages, Russell L. Edmond and Russell of Hotels. And I have a website, which is RussellofHotels.com. You get the theme here. It's about this Russell of Hotels, right? It's all about consistent with your brand, right? Stay consistent with your brand. I mean, from colors to the logo. I mean, you can't put out one logo, look one way, and then the next day you put out another. Well, that confuses people. That's called brand confusion, okay? Brand out of control, okay? So, no. Be consistent with names, with your logo. If you want to change your logo, okay, you change it, but then you go move forward with the changed logo, with the new one. You don't go back to the old one. You have to remain consistent, because that's why people recognize you, right? If they don't recognize me, they recognize the logo. They say, hey, I've seen you before. What do I know you from? Well, I don't think we met before, but maybe you know the logo. Maybe you know, Rev, Russell of Hotels, that guy. Okay, you're that guy? Okay. I get that every now and then when I check in the hotels. Well, when I used to, I haven't checked in the hotel in months. So anyway, since March, it's the last time I checked into a hotel or checked out of one, was in March. It was in Long Beach. Wow, that's Man, it's been a long time. It seems like 10 years ago. All this COVID thing. Show airs on iTunes, Apple Play, Google Play, podcast. Anyway, anywhere you find your podcast, your favorite podcast, that's where we'll be. Of course, there's sponsorship opportunities. If you want to, you know, be on the show, or you want your brand to show up on your show, just like the Ace Hotel. That's where I am now. See, Ace, I'm at the pool area at the Ace Hotel. You check it out. So it's easy to do. Just give me a call or use one of those emails. Use my email address and we will talk about it. You know, who listens and what are our feeder cities? L.A., of course, is a feeder city because I'm based in L.A., but we reach, of course, Orange County, Chicago, San Francisco, New York. Hospitality people, 50% hospitality people, 50% people that buy, meaning they're buyers, you know, people that make buying decisions with hotels and travel and tourism and all that kind of stuff. So we do what we have to do, right? We put, you know, put the brand out, and I mean, it works. I mean, and I'm happy to do the show. I'm happy to do all the things that I can do for our hospitality or hotel community. What is the Russell of Hotels Group? Branding, digital marketing via social media. Help build your brand presence. That's what I've been talking about for the last 20 minutes. Building your brand presence through videos and postings. I mean, these are things you have to do. And guess what? It doesn't cost you a lot of money to do. If, like I said, if you do it yourself, it doesn't cost you anything, right? So, but your time. But remember, time is money. So sometimes the best use of time is have someone else do it. So do what you're good at. The other stuff, farm it out to someone else. That's what I do. I'm not good at accounting and keeping my doing bookkeeping. So I have someone else do that, right? I have the you know, the platform for them to do it, but sometimes I don't have time to do it. And it's just like, it can be mundane. You're going through all my expenses and all that stuff. So you get someone else to do it for you. There you go. So digital branding, digital marketing via social media, help building presence via videos, postings, et cetera. I'm a radio show host, where I interview today's hospitality professionals. Not today, but normally I do. In fact, I have one coming up next week. Guess where he's from? Ace Hotel, GM of Ace Hotel. Say his last name, Coke. Say Coke. He's the GM of the Ace Hotel. He's going to be here next Tuesday, the 15th. We're going to talk about what's going on at the Ace Hotel. What is Ace Hotel all about? How many hotels do they have? I mean, do people even know where they are? Well, we're going to find out. And they're going to know about it because they're going to be on air with Russell Hotel. So, of course, they're going to know what Ace Hotel is. This is not the first time I talked about Ace Hotel. It's not the first time I put the backdrop from Ace Hotel. So you guys know what it is. Quick shout outs. I'm sorry. These are four things I always mention. But first of all, we're about collaboration and connecting of people. I mentioned that earlier. Number one, how is your professional or personal brand staying relevant? I just talked about all that stuff, and that's what I help you with, right? Stay relevant. You have to. Two, knowing what you know now, meaning this whole COVID thing, is there anything that you are doing differently? What are you doing differently? Or what would you do differently now that you know what's going on? And these are questions for you. I'm not going to answer them for you. These are questions for you to think about, to ponder, like, what would I do? Number three, have you connected with anyone new lately? And what does that mean? Excuse me, I just took a drink of water for people that are not watching me. Have you connected with anyone new? Meaning, well, have you reached out to people? I mean, whatever that is. I mean, maybe these are people that you knew in, I'm just going to use hotel example. Maybe you are a planner and you're reaching out to your contact at the hotel, right? But we're sending emails and getting bounce back or, you know, no response or whatever. Pick up the phone and call, okay? My advice to anyone, just pick up the phone and call because things have changed. People have lost their jobs, unfortunately. New people maybe have stepped up and taken those jobs over. I don't know what the situation is, but or maybe they've merged, you know, two positions into one. So you want to make sure that you get the right person on the phone. So I would call first before I continue to email people, because like I said, people may not be in the office and those emails may not have been transferred over to anyone else. Okay, so it may cause it to bounce back, or you're just not getting a response at all. So I would make sure I would contact or connect with, you know, the people at, you know, the hotel that you were having, that you had a previous contact. Number four, what has this situation taught you? What has this situation taught you? Has it taught you not to put your eggs all in one basket? I don't know. But make sure, I mean, these are questions you need to think about and, you know, try to answer them. I don't know. Hotels, are you selling differently? You know what? You will be selling differently when this is over. If you're not selling differently now, you will be selling differently when this is over, because nothing's going to be the same. We're not going to go back to, my glasses are askew. You know, nothing's going to be the same. Things are going to, it's never going to go back to how it was. We're going to be like, in a couple of years, like, remember how it was? Remember how we used to do this? It's going to be one of those things. Okay. It was BC before COVID. Okay. So, so you're not going to be selling differently. So what are you going to do? Are you marketing more or less? Is it important to market more or less given the climate? Because people will, well, because of what's going on, we're not going to market at all. Okay. All right. Hold on to that one. Are you keeping your brand in front of your competition? What's your competition doing? Are they sitting around doing nothing too? Are they, is it a wait and see approach? Like, okay, if they do something, I'm going to do something. You know, either you're going to be in control of it or not. What are you going to do? You're going to wait and see what they're doing before you do something? Or are you going to be the one to just say, you know what? This is something we need to do because we need to keep this brand, you know, up top, on top of our competition, up front and, you know, in people's face. How do you want to do it? So, I mean, it's up to you. Are you waiting for things to happen or do you make things happen? Do we wait for the phone to ring or do we make the phone ring? Are we proactive or are we reactive? Those are things you all need to think about. Shout out to Ronnie Palmer, Chief Sales Officer with Visit Oakland. And no reason why other than Ronnie gets it. She understands that you have to continue to put your brand forward, okay? And she does that, right? I mean, I see stuff all the time that she's posting. And it's not about bringing business in. It's what's good. She finds relevant things to share, relevant content to share. But it all comes back to Visit Oakland, right? So that's what it's all about. It's not about throwing your product or your service in there. It's about using your brand to talk about the things that are going on, right? Whatever those things are, community things, you know, what's going on in spite of COVID, what is going on? Because there's a lot of good things that are going on. And why not ride off of the coattails of someone else, especially if it's in your community, right? So you got to be creative. And one thing she has done for years, this is not just because of COVID, she's always done this. The only thing now, she's doing it by herself, right? She has a skeleton crew now. I mean, I think it's just her, if I'm not mistaken. So she's doing a lot of the things by herself, but I don't think she's missed a beat. I don't think she slowed down. So that's why I give her a shout out. Okay. And she's been on the show once before. She was like my second guest. We did it. She was my first remote show, which was in San Antonio, Texas. I remember it was at the Hyatt something out in the middle of outside of San Antonio. So was it San Antonio? Yeah, I guess so. But yeah, she did a great interview. So anyway, so I'm a big Ronnie Palmer fan. So of course, I'm gonna give people shout outs that I'm a big fan of. Well, I don't have to, you know, if I'm not a fan of yours, will I give you a shout out? I don't know. It's a good question. But no, Visit Oakland, like I said, there, she put them on the map and she's continued to keep them on the map. So way to go, Ronnie Palmer. On blast for next week means he's going to be on the show and I'm about to blow him up. Okay. So Say Cokay, and as he's a GM at the Ace Hotel DTLA, which stands for Downtown Los Angeles, where I am right now. Okay. So Tuesday the 15th. So that's next Tuesday. So he will be on the show and we'll talk about everything Ace. There you go. Thank you. And another quick little shout out to Alba Rivera. She's a cluster group sales executive with Vela's Resort, specifically the Grand Vela's Resort in Cabo and the Grand Riviera Maya Resort. Okay. So why am I giving her a shout out? I gave her a shout out a couple of weeks ago because she posted something and she created some FOMO. Okay. And as a result of that FOMO that she created, I came across, or I didn't come across, a client of mine is requesting or requested an RFP for Cabo. Okay. So he's doing this retreat, blah, blah, blah. Doesn't matter what it is, but it's a retreat in Cabo. So who was the first hotel that I reached out to? Based on what I saw, the FOMO, the first person I reached out to was Alba. So that's what it's all about. See, people remember the last person that posted something. Okay, so Alba posted something. It was like, it was a view from their restaurant out to the ocean. So it was a ocean view, but you can see the tables in the restaurant, but the sliding glass doors or the patio was open, right? So it just gave this spectacular ambiance, just the restaurant, and then there's the patio, then the grass, then the sand, then the ocean. Okay, so it was just, and I remember that, right? So I'm like, let me send her this. She was the first one that got the RFP, right? So so those are things that's what I'm talking about. When you create FOMO, people remember that stuff. So create it. Remember that. I send her an RFP. Okay, so we'll see where that goes. But I thank you, Alba, for doing that. So that's why she gets the shout out. And another quick shout out to Miss Deirdre Ryan. She's the VP of sales for Ace Hotels. Now, just in case you didn't know, Ace Hotels has 10 hotels. And I'll give you the names of the cities that they are located. Chicago, New York, New Orleans, Kyoto, Japan, DTLA, downtown Los Angeles, Portland, Pittsburgh, Palm Springs, Seattle, and Toronto. Okay, we had a conversation last week. We're just, you know, I hadn't met her before, and when we were introduced by a mutual friend or mutual colleague, and we chopped it up and got to know each other, and hopefully, you know, hopefully she'll be on the show. We're going to talk with her. We're going to talk to, like I said, the GM of the downtown LA Ace Hotel next week. So maybe we can get her on the show too. She can talk about the entire brand. So that's what we're hoping for, at least, right? So quick shout out to her. Introduction of today's, well, just what I'm going to talk about. And I only have a couple more minutes, right? It's now 1:43. That's one thing about me. You get me on a show and I can talk. I don't need anybody else on here. Give me a couple subject and I'll just continue to talk. Anyway, what is your, and this has to do with your brand, right? So I mentioned this earlier about your brand. Now, like I said, I'm a brand person, right? So of course I'm going to always talk about your brand because the brand is important. I don't think we understand how important our brand is. But believe me, during times like this, you need to understand how important your brand is because people can quickly forget about your brand. Okay. So, and it goes about, it's not about throwing things in people's face. It's about using your, that brand platform to support some things that are going on, like I say, in your area, in your community, positive things, not negative stuff. Positive things, right? So what if your brand, I posted something a couple of days ago on Twitter and I did put on LinkedIn too and Instagram. Basically said, what if your brand was only as relevant as your last posting? What would you do? I would post more, okay? So if my brand is only as relevant as my last posting, guess what? I need to post more because I don't want people to forget, right? So I look at different brands out there and specifically hotel tourism brands that I personally know, right? And I'm always looking, well, what have they posted? And so if I don't get an alert that someone posted, I'm going to go and look at their feed and see. So I have a list of hotels and tourism boards that I look at, you know, on a, say, daily, not daily basis, but several times a week basis, okay? And I just need to see what they're doing. I want to see what they're doing because then I understand why certain things go the way they do. Not that social media is the end-all, be-all, but my problem with people not doing it is that, like I said, it's not that expensive. It's relatively inexpensive to get your word out, to get your brand out and stay in front of people, okay? Some people say, well, you think you're posting too much? Well, let somebody tell me that. Let an audience or some customers tell me that, oh, I'm posting too much. Guess what? It's never happened before. No one's ever told me that Russell Hotels posts way too much, Okay. No, they don't do that, or at least it's never happened to me in my experience. But like I said, it's about, you got to do things in good taste, if you will. And sometimes you just have to ride off of someone else's coattails, right? So like if someone's, like I said, someone's doing a community event, ride off of that, post that on your feed, okay? But what do they remember? They remember the Russell Hotels. They look at, oh, back to me. But like I said, make sure that it's something positive, right? Because you don't want negative stuff. So there's four things. Number one, stay authentic. Every post and interaction on social media should reflect a brand's voice and, more importantly, a brand's values. Goes back to, you know, you want to make sure that whatever you're attaching to your brand is something that, you know, has the same values as you, right? You don't want to be posting crazy stuff out there, okay? You'll never see me post crazy stuff other than food, okay? Food, hotels. Occasionally, I'll do, like, flowers that are growing in my yard, you know, stuff like that, right? But, I mean, that's just what I do. I mean, that's what I'm about, right? I stay authentic to who I am, right? So hotels, food, and it's non-meat eats. Now, if I post some regular food, I'm not eating that, but let's say someone in my house, because someone in my house, other people in the house, they eat meat. I just don't. Okay. Sometimes they'll eat some of this, the nibble on some of the stuff that I prepared, just so I say, hey, can you taste this? Do taste it. What do you think about this? But So if I post real food, meat and things like that, no, that's someone else eating it. No, I'm 100% plant-based. So that's why 99% of stuff that I post that's food related is stuff that's 100% plant-based, 99%, okay? So just remember that. So let me just say this one more time. Number one was stay authentic. Every post and interaction on social media should reflect a brand's voice and, more importantly, a brand's value. Number two, find your influence. As a brand, it's important to understand why consumers are following you. Understanding why your followers value your presence in their feed allows you to capitalize on it. Are you there to educate people? Are you there to make them laugh, provide solutions? Maybe it's a mix of all three. Once you have a grasp of your value in that space, you can tailor your message to make your followers keep coming back. Okay, so you post to get interaction. Okay, so make sure, like, you know, like you're in an interview and you ask open-ended questions, you know, because you want people to elaborate on things. So sometimes you have to, you know, kind of get things out of people. Maybe you got to offer something. I don't know. But there's certain things that you can do to get people to interact with you. And that's what you want. Once you get the interaction, you have them at that point. You got them on the line, you know, the interaction. You throw a little, you know, like, you know, a little fish food out there. And once they hit that bait, hit the hook, you got them. You reel them in. Okay. And you keep them. Okay. So you like that one? That's a good analogy, right? So it's all about education. Like I said, find your influence. That's what it's about. So that was number two. Did I miss something? Can you? Okay. Hit them where they feel. Okay. That's number three. Hit them where they feel. There's a strong relationship between emotion and virality. Okay. Which is defined as the percentage of shares compared to overall engagement. While it may seem obvious, positive emotion generates more interaction than negative emotion. Yes, we're all used to seeing mean comments or comments that are derogatory and all that kind of stuff. But retweets and shares come from a far happier place. Okay, so you don't normally see a lot of negative stuff being retweeted. Okay, it's normally positive things that are retweeted, right? So that's basically what that's saying. So make sure that we get away from the negative stuff. Someone's being negative, you need to reach down. Okay. So don't get caught up in negative stuff. Okay. Don't post negative things. Okay. So we need to make sure, like I said, get into people's emotions. And it's got to be stuff that resonates with them, stuff that's nice, you know, not stuff that's just out there and crazy and whatever. So you can't do that. And stay away from religion and politics and all, especially when you're a brand trying to, you know, create a brand. unless that's your kind of brand, right? Unless you're a church, right? Then, of course, you're going to post religious things, right? Or you're political, then you're going to post political things, right? But if you're trying to be a brand, a corporate brand and things like that, you can't get into that. Don't get into religion. Don't get into politics. Just, you know, keep it going. Be consistent with what you're doing, right? You don't see me, well, you know, these people eat, you know, vegan stuff and these people eat steaks. You know, no. I don't care what you eat, okay? This is what I eat. This is what I choose to eat, okay? It's funny how people, and this is a side thing, how people will say, you know, they see that you're plant-based, they find out you're plant-based. Oh, I'm going to try that. You don't have to try that. You don't have to say that to me, okay? This is my choice. This is a personal choice for me to eat the way I eat, right? I'm not trying to throw it. I don't even try to throw it on my family. I don't like, oh, no, you guys need to eat this. No. I'm more in the way of saying, why don't you try it just to see what it tastes like? If you don't like it, then you can say, cross it off your list. I'm not trying that crap again, okay? Because that's nasty, okay? But yeah, that's what I try to do because, you know, that's how I started eating different foods because you had to try it, right? I mean, I'm the most international person when it comes to eating food, okay? So I didn't just stick with the basic stuff. I remember my niece, she'd come over and say, you guys eat weird stuff. That's what she would say. You guys, and guess what? She comes over here, well, she's not anymore because of COVID, but she was always, she spent all her summers here and eating the weird stuff that we ate. Okay. So, you know, but she just had to try it. Okay. So anyway, number four, and the last one, always be agile. One more time. The only constant is change. Every single day, new trending topics move to the top of everyone's feed. Okay. A hot new song topped by the next hot track. Okay. So everything is ever changing, right? Yesterday's top song won't be tomorrow's top song. Okay, so never overcommit. Be willing to change a post or response to reflect the current climate. Okay, so whatever's going on, ride off of that. Long as it's not, like I said, don't get into politics and don't get into religion. Okay, ride the other positive things that are going on. Okay, so I mean, if you're about, you know, social change and things like that, then you're about social change and things like that. But be consistent. Don't be, I'm a little bit into this. No. You need to be 100%. If you're going to be into that, if you're going to do stuff, something like that, you need to be all in. Okay, 100%. So that's it. So those are my four. So it's all about, like I said, keep your brand relevant. What if, and I'll say this again, what if your brand was only as relevant as your last posting? What would you do? Would you post more? Would you post less? Would you be like, whatever? Like I said, I choose to post more. I honestly think, I mean, I think that was, I honestly think I'm, if I didn't post, people would forget you. They would. I mean, that's just how it is. That's just how social media is. So you have to post. You have to continue to let people know what you're doing, what you're about, what you stand for. What's your brand, right? So that's what I do. That's what I always will do. That's why I have a radio show, right? That's another way to get your brand out there. I ask people to come on the show, like, hey, come on your show and talk and brag about yourself, especially salespeople, right? I always tell them, come and brag about yourself. Where do you, what other platform do you have to come out and brag about yourself? Talk about you, how you got to where you are, what you're doing now, what were you doing before, what you're doing now, and what maybe what you hope to do. And then you can talk about your brand too. If that's Ace Hotels and Ace Hotels started, you know, 10 years ago and blah, 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 blah. Now we have 10 hotels and we're slotted to open another, you know, five by the end of 2021. I mean, I'm just throwing it out there. But I mean, every brand has a story. Every person has a story. That's why I started this show. That's why I started doing On Air with Russell of Hotels, because no two people came up in this industry the same. I went to school for it. I actually went to school for it. Believe that, right? So everyone didn't do that. Everyone came a different route, right? So why not share those stories? Because there's other people, not this is, and I'm about to end this, but that's one thing that I'm about, right? Especially these days. There's people coming behind me that want to do what I do,
for whatever reason, they want to be in hotels. They want to be a director of sales. They want to be a GM. They want to be working the front desk. They want to, you know, whatever those things are. They want to be a chef. Whatever those things are, I'm here to help those people out. And excuse me, a lot of people look for people that look like them, okay? Because they didn't know that these people even existed in this industry, okay? So I know that for a fact, because when I came out, there weren't a lot of people that looked like me. And guess what? 30 years later, there's still not a lot of people that look like me. So.